Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
So expectations were for 3.1%, actually coming in at 2.7% for headline. That's incredible. I mean, I thought tariffs were supposed to be inflationary, by the way, and we're seeing inflation come down. So, look, I mean, the affordability gap is closing every single day under President Trump's watch. Right. We've seen real wage growth be positive, inflation slowing. This is great for America.
So he said the T word there, saying tariffs were supposed to be inflationary. Affordability has been the name of the second half of 2025. And we keep hearing that a lot of the things that President Trump has been able to, you know, usher through Congress and get to where we are right now is supposed to help affordability in a big way in 2026. Let's ask the man who knows. Steve Moore back with us, a distinguished fellow in economics at Heritage Foundation. We're great to have you back here. Thanks for being with us, Steve.
Hi, Annie. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Affordability, are we going to have better affordability in 2026 than we did in 2025?
Well, affordability went up in 2025. It didn't go down. That's a mythology. Mm. Now, some things went up in price, like, you know, the cost of buying a new house. But a lot of things went down. Airline tickets are down. Motels and hotels are down. The cell phone that I'm talking into right now went down in price. Televisions went down in price. Pork chops went down in price. I could go on and on. So, you know, people tend to focus on the things like beef and healthcare and housing that went up, but a lot went down. What about gas prices?
Mm-hmm.
What $2.39 a gallon, something like that.
Yes.
In that area. So, and incomes went up. So incomes went up faster than inflation. So that means, by definition, people's affordability went up. It's just that the kind of things that they want, look, I have two sons that are in their early 30s and they can't afford to buy a house. I get that. Because when I bought my first house at 31, so it's a different time. But, you know, these young people think they can buy a mansion as their first house. You should have seen my first house, Annie. It was like a shack.
Same. We bought our first house from an estate sale. It took us 3 months to make it livable. And that when we bought that house, we bought that house in the year 2007. So we kind of escaped the housing bubble there. I want to ask about the affordability of housing in 2026. I've heard the president and the administration talk a little bit about different ways to make housing more affordable. Do you expect there to be legislative action, executive action in 2026 on housing affordability?
Yeah, sure. And, my idea that I've talked to the White House about and they seem to be open to is get rid of the capital gains tax on the sale of any home. And if you do that, because right now there's something called the lock-in effect of capital gains, which is the way you avoid paying the capital gains taxes, you don't sell the asset. And so people sit on their houses year after year after year when, you know, let's face it, we the baby boom generation, and I'm 65, so I'm a boomer. You know, we have houses that, you know, I have one left in the house and it'll be gone next year. So we'll be empty nesters. Well, we don't need a 5-bedroom house anymore. So, you know, we'd like to, but we can't literally not afford to sell our house because the capital gains tax we would pay would be so high that we're not going to sell it. So if you got rid of the capital gains tax on the sale of a residency, you would see a lot more homes on the market. And Annie, what happens when you increase the supply to something of something? What goes happens to its price?
The demand reacts quickly. If you increase the
price goes down.
The
other thing we should do is, you know, you're there in the St. Louis area.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these restrictions on building new housing in cities and suburbs really restrict the supply because of government regulation.
Yes. Yes. Try like building a house in Illinois. My goodness.
It's very punitive.
Do you expect there to be action taken? You know, of course, you need people to be portable, to be able to move, to not be economically so tied to their home that they can't relocate. Do you expect there to be incentives on home building for people who are looking to maybe just put more inventory on out there by increasing the number of houses?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, again, if the local state governments allow to build housing, people will build more housing. You know, given how high the prices are worth, you know, that's an incentive to build new housing. That's the way the free market works. But when you put all sorts of zoning restrictions on what can be built, and there's a bit of a not, you know, in other words, like what happens in high value areas, you know, let's say you have a home and it's worth $1 million. And then someone said, oh, I'm going to come in and build 5 new houses. Do you want that? No, because that's going to reduce the. So what's happening is the people who own housing don't want new housing built because it competes with their home. And that's a big problem, too. It's another one, by the way. I don't know if this is a problem in St. Louis, but it's a big problem in D.C. The affluent areas of D.C. and even the, you know, upper middle income areas, the big issue is parking.
Yeah.
You know, where do you park? You know, and so people don't want more people moving in because it means you're not going to be able to find a parking space.
Yeah, that's a basic need in your place of residence. What I want to talk a little bit about healthcare too, because that's going to be a huge story come January. If the Republicans or the Democrats, they're going to have to do something, I would assume, on somewhat of a bipartisan level. The healthcare system has never been affordable, even though they tried to name it the Affordable Care Act. It's always been unaffordable. They've had to throw more government money at the Affordable Care Act to make it more affordable, and it's still not working. Is there an obvious solution in front of Congress right now to solve this problem in your eyes?
Well, the obvious problem, I mean, is very simple. And I say this with every problem, but the solution is always the same. Let the free market work. Let the free market work. We don't do that. And if we bought, paid for healthcare the way we pay for groceries, we wouldn't have a healthcare crisis. But we've created a system where everybody's covered with third-party payers, either the government or the insurance companies, and then they drive up the prices, and then people can't afford the insurance. I say get rid of the insurance companies, get rid of the middlemen. They're driving up the cost so high. There's all these middlemen. Why, you know, if you could just pay for services out, you know, not, you know, a surgery, but other kinds of services like a doctor's visit just out of pocket, it would probably cost you 30% less. Now, you're paying for that because the employer has to pay for the plans because most people have employer-based coverage, and that's what reduces your wages and salaries when the healthcare costs shoot up. So, in other words, you think it's free. It's not free. It's not free. It's coming right out of your pay increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Let me ask you this before we let you go. We're speaking with Steve Moore, the co-founder of the Committee for Prosperity. And also, Steve, I am a proud subscriber of the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. So I'm going to go to point number 2 on the Unleash Prosperity Hotline and something I encourage everybody to subscribe to. You're talking about the number of government regulations that this administration has removed for every regulation that they've put in. This seems like the way to unleash prosperity in America. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, you better believe it. I mean, this is one of the biggest deregulation efforts ever. And this is getting rid of all these cumbersome and, you know, very expensive regulations on our businesses and on homeowners and families. And Trump, I don't think there's even Reagan, I don't think, cut regulatory costs as much as Trump is doing. And that makes everything less expensive if they don't. And now, look, we're not talking about letting people, you know, pollute the water, you know, pollute the air, or, you know, unsafe workplaces. We're just trying to get rid of the stupid regulations. How about this one? Remember, we talked about this so many times during your show, the Biden regulations that we're going to force people to buy electric vehicles. Mm. Those are gone. Those are gone. How about the fact that there are a lot of areas in the country that still have racial preferences regulations? Get rid of those. Let's have a colorblind society. Nobody should be able to discriminate. You should, you know, judge people, you know, by their character. All of these things will have an enormous impact. We're letting hundreds of thousands of new acres be developed, whether it's for timber, whether it's for mining, whether it's for oil and gas development, so we can use our plentiful natural resources. These are common sense things that Trump, we've been waiting for 40 years for, and Trump is finally doing them.
Yeah, I think it's definitely something, too, that the second that it happens, you may not, as an American taxpayer, citizen, whatever, you might not feel the benefit of that deregulation immediately. But once that runway gets paved, it seems like 2026 could be an incredible year for taxpayers across this country.
Oh, it's not going to seem that way. It is going to be that way. I guarantee it. 2026 is going to be a blockbuster year for the economy. We're going to see very high rates of growth. We're going to see wage increases for workers. We're going to see the budget deficit come down. You know, the budget deficit in just the first 2 months of this fiscal year, because it started on October 1st, is already down 12% from last year. So when you have a prosperous economy, guess what? The deficit falls.
Well, Steve Moore, thank you for helping us navigate all of these economic situations. You're an idea guy, and so we love to hear you, what your thoughts are on it. Merry Christmas
there
to you.
There you go, Annie.
To your
Merry
family.
Christmas. Happy New Year.
Yep.
Talk to you in 2026.
Sounds great. Let's go. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Bye. Steve Moore, he is a Committee to Unleash Prosperity co-founder, and I really do encourage you to go. You can Google the Unleash Prosperity Hotline. I subscribe to it, and I like lists. I like things that are presented in just like bullet points, bold headlines, simple paragraphs. They're like little articles within an article, and it comes out every day, I think. And it's very helpful. He's got even little cartoons in here at the end. It's like the newspaper you don't get, but you need. The Unleash Prosperity Hotline. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get Ryan back in here shortly. Brian Kilmeade's going to join us in about 15 minutes from right now. And I'm going to ask Brian Kilmeade, I'm definitely going to ask him about the youth sports environment. He knows a lot about it. He's was a big into soccer himself and then coaching. And I know that he's very in tune with youth sports, maybe of years gone by. Not certain how close he is to it today, but I love to get his thoughts on that. And I might figure out a way to transition that into Israel. I haven't decided yet if that's where I want to go with that conversation. Brian Kilmeade with us on the Annie Fry Show in 15 minutes. You stick with us. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply, in app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. That YouTube poll for today: in 2026, how would you like the Annie Fry Show to evolve? We've got a lot on the table, and we're looking for an exciting and transformative 2026. So we would like to hear from you, your thoughts. The options on the poll for today on our YouTube live broadcast: do you want more political discussion? Do you want more cultural discussion? Do you want more lighthearted fun? Do you want it to stay the same? You can vote. And I will take this very much so to heart, including your compliments and your criticism, your suggestions, all of that type of stuff. We always appreciate the feedback here. You said you have a text?
Well, there's quite a few.
314-241-9797 if you'd like to weigh in via the text line. What do you got?
This one says, learning how to text here. And the person says, I would love to comment on Annie Fry's interviews. They're always so good. Love the sports report. Maybe a little more time on that. That's Ethan. And then Wiggins America is always fun.
Mm. Are we going to sense a theme of the text you choose to read here?
Sometimes the fun conversations need direction.
Well, that was Steve, our boss.
Yeah.
It really legit could be.
I'm piecing through these because they kind of come in a weird way. This one says, poll says, stay the same. Nice and balanced. Balance brought us the news, or brings us the news that a singular human on Earth can't sleep with deodorant on.
Yes. The really, what I would say is like the headline story from 2025 in the Annie Fry Show.
Right.
Ethan doesn't wear deodorant.
Yeah. And that just, we just found that out recently.
Yeah. You have to read the fifth paragraph to find out, only in bed, but we're not going to put that in the headline.
We're not going to put that in there. We don't do in bed stories.
That's the Mark Cox fifth paragraph rule.
That's right. This comment says, more commercial breaks, please. LOL.
Hey, listen,
it's a joke.
Let me right now just throw out there, if you'd like to sponsor the Annie Fry Show and like me to endorse your product, let's get together. Message me on the Annie Fry Show and we can satisfy that listener's desires.
They did put LOL. Yeah. I think it's a joke. All right, you guys rock is another one. Another one says, as a teacher myself, I'm very happy to see so many teachers associated with your show.
Oh, yes, they run the show from the quiet background.
Right. This one says a poll has been taken and Ryan Wiggins is in the lead. Not sure what the poll was for, though.
That was from you.
I guess so. But that's a nice cross section of the text we've gotten in the last, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Okay, cool. A few responses from the Annie Fry YouTube live chat. Ender said, stay the same. I'd like to see more local news, local stuff, meaning more Ethan, but also more educational, how local, county, state things actually apply to and impact us. We really don't do a ton of local things. And this is very transparent with you right now. So I appreciate that feedback, Ender. I certainly don't do a whole lot of Missouri on a St. Louis talk radio show, but I think we have the two very best people in the business in radio doing a lot of Missouri local in Mark Cox in the Morning and the Mark Reardon Show. So I feel like it's being done on the station. And if you don't listen to them, you should, to get that. But if that were something that was a resounding amount of feedback that I got from our listeners, that you really want more Missouri state stuff, then I would probably do that. I'm not opposed to it, and I understand the value of it. I am an Illinois resident, of course, so we do some Illinois. We'll do more Illinois in 2026 because our big election, our statewide election, it's the every 4 years where we elect all Democrats, is going to happen next year. And maybe we won't this coming year. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to at least vote for Republicans again. But, you know, we don't, you would say in St. Louis talk radio, there's quite a bit focusing on the city of St. Louis, the county, the state legislature. It's being talked about.
Yeah, and it's not unimportant. It's just that, I'm saying this on behalf of myself and nobody else. When I hear a lot of what's going on in St. Louis, I just did a story, literally this exact thing, this story about carfentanil and how it's spiking overdoses in St. Louis. Well, that's a local story, but it's also a national story. So a lot of the things that St. Louis is dealing with, every city is dealing with. And I'm not saying that that means there's nothing that's unique to us or that we shouldn't report on, but a lot of the times when we talk about crime, for instance, that is a local story, but it's a national story. So there's a lot of crossover with these things, too.
And I've heard people, you know, suggest that they like local. It's not the thing that I hear the most about what, you know, people don't tell me they listen to the show for the local news because we don't do a ton of local news. But we do have Ethan doing a daily segment right now because local news and sports is not what we focus on together here as a unit on the Annie Fry Show. But we want to do it. So we made it Ethan's job.
Right.
We said, and then we said, Ryan, you can name it.
Every day. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. Except for this text that I just got. Now,
uh-oh.
This is on my personal text line.
Uh-oh. And that number is?
I will not say all of it.
There's a 6 and a 7.
No, there's not. There's not any of that in there. I don't even use numbers. It's all letters. This is from, I'll just say this is from the 618.
Okay.
From the east side.
Is this from an English teacher?
Ryan needs a raise.
Oh, is it from an English teacher?
No, it's from my dad.
Man, Mr. Wiggins, I don't have any say in that other than to advocate that he is always still attached to the show.
Mr. Wiggins, Bob, don't listen to her. She can do anything she wants and she just chooses not to.
You think your pay is based on my opinion of you?
She just needs to push harder, Dad.
It's a contract year for me next year.
That's right.
Yeah. You want me to advocate for a raise for you?
I do. Yeah. If you could go into hard negotiations that are based mostly on
what if that's
salary.
Why I don't get renewed? Then what?
I guess that's the bridge we'll cross when we get to it.
Well, you'll have to cross it too. It will affect you. And maybe this is how you, this is it. This is a long game for you, isn't it?
I can't
that's
say.
That's how I get canned and you take over the noon to three.
The long game is I got to become so likable to you personally.
That
you
I advocate
fight
for
me
you
off the air.
To get fired.
And then you get fired, and then I take over just because I'm like, all right, I guess that's what I got to do.
I see it happening in front of my eyes. You're super long game. You're the long game player on the show.
I just long gamed this text. I said, Dad, text me that I need a raise so that I could read it on the air.
Fair. We'll take more of your thoughts on the YouTube live chat poll. In 2026, how would you like to see the AFS evolve? I'm personally kind of leaning... What?
Sorry.
You have to stay with me.
I'm sorry.
I can't advocate for you if you distract the show. I was going to say I personally am thinking that I would like to talk more cultural discussion, parenting. A lot of the feedback, we did some focus groups here, and a lot of the feedback was provided to me that you guys love it when we talk about families and our kids and all of that type of stuff. So we've been leaning into that a little bit, and I continue to hear that. But the cultural stuff, I think, is important. So that's kind of where I'm leaning, but you guys could prove me wrong. Okay, what's so funny over there, mister?
Okay,
mister, gonna get a raise?
We're getting so many texts right now that I cannot keep up with them.
Well, then...
First of all, this text is very funny. It says, my husband says after listening to Annie, his brain is fried.
Ooh.
It's spelled like your last name.
Ooh, is that a compliment?
Joke.
I
don't know. Like, is he saying, oh, it's good because he got Annie fried?
Annie fried.
How about this one? I think you should start a new segment that every Friday is Anything Goes Friday, and the listeners get to come up with a dare to have Ryan perform live.
Done. Sign me up. I'm ready. I was not there with you until that very end, and then I'm like, that is really what... We'll give the whole show to Friday. Well, that's the whole Anything Goes Friday.
There's a little bit of a reveal that happens with these texts because the program breaks them up, so sometimes I'm reading the end of it. I'm reading it for the first time, and that was one of those.
That's for the first time. Anything Goes Friday. I'm writing it down.
This one says, have more fun, have more interviews. News and humor makes a winning show. I don't listen to hear a new version of Rush Limbaugh.
Well, I am not here. I've said this from the very beginning. I cannot be Rush Limbaugh. But the truth of the matter is Rush Limbaugh could not be me either. Because I, at the time, was a 30-year-old mom And that's not what Rush was. And boy, am I grateful. Listen, folks, I'm a Rush baby. I grew up with Rush Limbaugh in every kitchen that I walked into growing up. Huge influence. Paved the way for people, little people like me, to come in. But I got to do my own thing. And we're doing our best to make that happen here on The Annie Fry Show. And next, we're going to enjoy the presence of Brian Kilmeade. You hear him on 97.1 FM Talk leading into the show every single day. And we're going to get a chance to chat with him here in just a couple minutes. Don't go away.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
That's why we see a $40 billion industry that is growing, according to investment firms. But it's growing as participation is going down. What does that tell us? It tells us that they are jacking up prices and that they are solely focused on profit. And so when, Representative, you talk about community-based programs, we need that because we need programs that are focused on the growth of the children and accessibility, not programs that are focused on profit.
Yes, youth sports is an industry, and it's a booming industry. You hear me talk about my four kids, two of which are in three of them now, in active sports. We coach, they play, we're running all over the place, but the industry part of it has got me scratching my head. I want to talk to our friend Brian Kilmeade about youth sports, co-anchor of Fox and Friends, host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade, and of course, the Brian Kilmeade Show that leads into our show every day. Brian, Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for spending some time with us today.
What's going on? How you doing?
We're doing okay. I wanted to talk to you about U Sports. I saw the story kind of boiling up here recently with Katherine Van Dyke's testimony there. You've spent quite some time playing sports and also coaching sports. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I did a feature on it on Sunday night with Craig Carton, who's a WFAN host, and he's a big coach here, based off that subcommittee hearing last week. And, I mean, prices, the money it's costing, it's up 40% since the pandemic. But yet, yes, less kids are playing, which is crazy.
Yeah. My son is a baseball player. He plays travel ball a little bit. It's not super crazy travel ball. But there's one thing I've noticed. He's going to be 16 in a couple days. The older kids get in travel ball, the more likely that those kids are last borns or only borns. And to me, it's the families who can afford it or who have the time to do it. And everybody else kind of gets priced out. What do you think is, like, what direction is this taking youth sports today?
Well, I'll tell you what, if 70% of the country is living paycheck to paycheck, and then you'll do anything for your kids, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know what, I don't want them to miss out on their friends. I don't want to miss an opportunity. I think I want to see if they can get a scholarship. So I'm wondering, people just find a way. They would put it on credit cards or whatever they have to do to keep pace.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if it was my family, I'd have to quit. If they told me I need $5,000 for a season, they would laugh. We were paying $75 for just a register, and that was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, those numbers, it's thousands of dollars a season to participate, basketball, hockey, baseball, soccer, all these different things. Is it changed since you were coaching? Like, even in that amount of time that the prices have gone up, the expectations are through the roof?
Yeah, I think it's for just in the last 5 years, I think there's all these academies. These ML, like, for example, with soccer, these MLS teams all have academies. They want to make money off their youth. Now, you would think they have to be the best of the best, but now they'll go, okay, you would like to be a part of the academy, the Red Bulls, the DC United, San Jose Earthquakes, whatever it is. So you're part of that, but you realize that it's not so much it's an elite. It's they want a lot of money, and if you have an opportunity to go do that and play with a pro team umbrella, you go do it, as opposed to the prodigy like David Beckham, who was found at 9 years old, and they put him with Manchester United, and they actually had him go to school there because he was a prodigy. Now they have all these kids as if they have that type of talent, and I think it's delusional.
Yeah, it's a great word for it. Another thing I've noticed across sports, volleyball too, my daughter plays volleyball, is that you can have these, that there's a ton of clubs that you can participate in. They usually have at each age level, like the premier team, premier elite, yeah, whatever. But they have infinite teams that they will fill. If you're willing to write the check, you can play with this club. They'll call it Elite or Futures or Stars or whatever, but it's just a different name, because if your check cashes, they'll take your money. Is there any sort of regulation that needs to be involved in this, or how do we solve this problem?
I saw some of the remedies, and one of the remedies was, you could put more of these recreational leagues that's associated with the town. As soon as you put like an individual in front of it, they're going to look to make money. But also, if you could expand the amount of public school teams. So, for example, if soccer had two seasons, instead of going to club, you stay with the school. Maybe you put fifth and sixth graders get to play for the school, because this way they don't have to go into the general population and play for a lacrosse club or a field hockey club or a soccer club. But you could build it into the school. You could build some more money for some coaches. The fields are free. The travel would be free. The school knows exactly where you are. You can get uniforms for free. Be with your tax dollars. But that would make it affordable, and see what kids emerge, and they have that camaraderie.
Yeah. I've seen it too in baseball a lot. There's like a transfer portal for 10-year-olds, because if you're halfway through your baseball season and you're not playing middle infield and you're not hitting two or three, just go to another team. What do you think this is doing to the fun? You only get to have fun. Your job as a kid is to have fun playing sports, and then it gets more serious with each age that you go through. But what's this doing to the sport for kids who are, they hate it by the time they get to high school?
The thing is, I always loved like rivalries. You lose a division, the next year you got to get them back, and then you hope to meet them in a cup game, and you just lose that because every team changes, clubs collapse, you keep moving on. You feel as though if your team's 500 and you're paying for a trainer, I don't want to be left behind, so I'm going to move on to another team, and supposedly a new division that's going to be even better than that. And then if you're paying, a lot of times they don't play you. Imagine being 13 years old, you travel with the team, and they don't play you at all. I mean, I had a couple of friends that kids, went, they went to Canada. They go on a tournament in Canada. They don't play a minute. So they flew up there, go to the hotel. They warm up with the team. They don't play at all.
And then, you know, then it becomes a mental health issue, not just a sports issue for these kids. Brian Kilmeade speaking with us right now. You know him, of course. He's all over Fox News and his show, One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. I want to ask you about advice you have for parents. Like, what's the smart way to navigate the culture? Because the system is right now the way it is. So you don't want to let your kid get left behind. Where's the focus got to be?
Well, number one, I would the way I actually don't – I guess every town is different. Every city is different. I mean, St. Louis is a soccer capital, too. Yeah. But for me, I would just make it a place that you could do it affordable, that doesn't involve a lot of travel, that if the kid is really, really enterprising and really wants to play in the sex team, but if not, keep them with their friends as long as possible and get them started early. I talk to other parents about staying together. I also, to keep teams together, I always would try to plan stuff after. So they go to practice, they play their 45 minutes, and they know they're going to get pizza afterwards. They know they're going to go for ice cream afterwards because it's friends hanging out after. Then, hey, this friend goes over to this friend's house after practice. They become your friends, and you like kids with a direction and athleticism, you know, who want to participate in things. So I always thought that was the most positive experience. Then when they get to 12, 13, try not to be that parent that pushes their kid off a team to get on a better team. And hopefully you stay with a group of kids that want to be together. And then they tell their parents that. But for the most part, I'm watching these kids just keep changing until they're 17. And they're like, you know, I'm burnt out from this sport. I didn't want to play in college.
Totally. That's 100% it. And if you think about, like, I played sports through my senior year of high school, didn't do anything in college. But my memories that I have from competing are about the people I was with, the places we went. It's not all just about the sport and my personal accomplishments. And I feel like we're stealing that away from our kids in this
version.
No doubt
about it.
Yeah.
The teammates, like, I think you should know divisions. I think you should have wins and losses. But I also think the whole team should be part of a team. The thing that's de-emphasized is all team. I want my personal development. I want to be with this better coach. I want to be with this better situation. I want better competition. Well, what about your teammates? You know, you knew that your left back was not fast, but was really smart. You knew that the center back was great in the air, but wasn't great at had slow feet, so you'd compensate. Those are the things that you learn about teammates. But now, if that person's not good in the air and that person has slow feet, they're they got a new player next week. And that's not what you should be doing at 12 and 13 years old. I don't think you should be doing it in college. I think there should be one transfer in college. And if not, you just develop, even if it takes you 3 years to be great. Wait 3 years instead of like, well, I didn't play a lot. I'm going to transfer to a new school. So it's really become a bunch of mercenaries. It's taking the fun out of it.
Yeah, I completely agree. We're listening to Brian Kilmeade here on the Annie Fry Show. Before we let you go, we appreciate your time today, Brian. I just want your thoughts on 2026. 2025 saw the return of Donald Trump to office, but 2026 is going to be a, prove it year for the Trump administration. You think they're going to be able to win the American people back, specifically on the affordability, the economic issues?
I think the programs are in place. They're market-oriented. I think that he's going to be coming together with trade deals, hopefully with India and the USMCA gets revisited. So we have some certainty with our neighbors. And we start bringing in some of these trade deals. The tariffs become de-emphasized. They were there really to bring industry home. Hopefully that begins to happen. But the other stuff just being built in, the lack of the lack of red tape, I really feel as though they're setting America up to be successful. But I am tired of the complaining. Everyone's like, well, this economy's not good for me. Well, go change it. I know politicians can't afford to say that, but I do get tired of the whining. And I do think that people got to take some responsibility for themselves because our economy, you want to create opportunities, but you also have to create opportunities for yourself. And, you know, it's up to you to figure out how to work into AI. It's up to you to figure out, you know, if you rather work with your hands or go to college. And then once you work with your hands, there's going to be a ton of jobs. If you're not good at that, go to college. But when you go to college, pick a major that you want to work in or that has opportunities. All this stuff about, we got to learn to just take responsibility for our decisions and stop blaming people. And I hope that comes across this year.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting for sure to see some of these policies actually get in place, and a lot of tax return discussion and deregulation that has taken place. It will be a wild one. We'll follow you everywhere you go on the radio here leading into this show and, of course, all over Fox News. Thanks for fitting us into your Christmas week schedule there. We appreciate it.
Yeah, have a great Christmas. Thanks so much, guys. Yep. Take care.
Merry Christmas. Brian Kilmeade, always great to speak with you. Co-anchor of Fox and Friends, host of One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. I was really glad that he covered that story regarding youth sports. Of course, I talk about it a lot here. As active as my family is in youth sports, baseball is the only club that we've participated in with my son. And that's mostly because that's kind of the... Well, I will add that while he played... club baseball last summer and fall. My son also played in a rec league over the summer, and it was so fun. And to the extent where we had, my daughter would make, the people on the show here know about her Num Num cookies that she makes. These gigantic chocolate chip cookies, and they're so delicious. And my husband tried very hard for the recreational league that he was coaching. And it's high school kids. He's like, let's make this as fun as Little League was. Obviously, you're competing. Obviously, you're trying to win. It is rec league. Let's treat it as such so that these boys have fun every time they come to the field. They're young men, really, and want to come back again. And it was a success. They had an MVC. So my husband awarded a cookie to the best high school player at the rec league. Like, you take it so far that it's fun to be fun again. And boy, I would say travel sports... club sports is sucking the life out of fun, out of the childhood. You don't get that back. Once that's gone, once childhood is over, that's toast. You don't get to go back and relive those moments. And so much of youth sports right now has become commercial industry at the expense of, oh my gosh, the most precious thing that exists. Childhood. Got to do something about it. And Brian Kilmeade was covering it. Just wanted to give him a chance to talk here for you about that specific issue. Love to talk to Brian Kilmeade. All right, quick break. More of your feedback coming in on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. In 2026, how would you like the Annie Fry Show to evolve? Do you want to hear more political discussion, more cultural discussion? Do you want more lighthearted fun, or you just want to keep it the way it is? We'd love to have your feedback today here on the Annie Fry Show. We've got one more show together here in studio before Christmas hits. Give us some feedback. The good, the bad, and the ugly. We can handle it all. We'll be right back.
You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty one.
CeeLo kind of has a look. Like, CeeLo makes you want to, like, frolic through the store aisles right now, even though it's the Monday before Christmas.
Yeah, he makes you want to do the Carlton dance.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
I knew it. I don't know why
through
I knew it, but
Walmart,
I knew it.
Walmart, little head side-to-side action, some snapping going on.
I didn't know this was CeeLo, though.
Oh, yeah. He's the one who said, in a matter of words, forget you. Forget you.
The radio version does say forget you.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Here's a story that I want to throw your way. Just tell me how you feel about this. This came through on Yahoo Finance by Victoria Visosky.
Ah, it's so a Visosky?
Yeah. This is amusing to me because it's on Yahoo Finance, so it's not like from the usual Fox News, Fox Business or something. And I think Yahoo they're kind of an aggregate publisher, wouldn't you say? They pull in a lot of different things and feature a lot of different stories. I guess this might have come originally from MoneyWise. Snap's stricter work rules may cut off benefits for child-free, able-bodied adults working under 20 hours.
Okay.
This could be a B or not the B. After the record-breaking 43-day government shutdown, a stretch that left about 1.4 million federal workers unpaid, disrupted food supplies for low-income Americans, and threw air travel into chaos, Washington is finally back open for business. The Republican-controlled House passed a new funding bill, 222 to 209, with six Democrats crossing the aisle. The 328-page package keeps most federal agencies running through January 30th and fully funds SNAP along with the Department of Agriculture, Congress, and Veterans Affairs through next September. Tucked into the bill is a major shift. SNAP will now operate under stricter eligibility rules. It's always funny for me to read these types of stories, these headlines reporting on these things, and it's really a matter of, it's like framing. The story is all about framing. So when I'm reading this, I feel like it's being framed in a way that suggests there are going to be people who are left hungry because of what Republicans did. So you just keep that in mind. Under the new requirements, here is who will no longer qualify for these SNAP benefits. Any able-bodied adults ages 18 to 65 who do not have children under 14, aren't disabled, and don't work at least 20 hours a week could lose access to food assistance entirely.
That's barely even a restriction.
If you basically, if you are able to work and you don't have dependents, you have to work a minimum of 20 hours a week. And if that doesn't meet your needs, your food assistance needs, then you can get SNAP benefits.
You still get benefits. So you're able-bodied, have no dependents, and you have to check one box that you're working part-time, and you can still get free food. Okay.
For people like Nelson Scott, 38, from Tennessee, the change is devastating.
Ooh, Nelson Scott.
He has no disability, no children, isn't in school, and currently has no job.
Did Vivica or whatever?
Wait. Let me take you to Nelson Scott's thoughts on the matter. That's some bull. That's the quote. And then it says, "Man, I'm devastated." Actually.
Okay.
The question now is whether this is what accountability looks like, or if it punishes people who are already on the edge. What?
What are you talking
about? Do you know who's on the edge right now? The American taxpayer. The deficit. The debt. That's who's on the edge right now. Not Nelson Scott, 38, who has no disability, no children, isn't in school, and currently has no job. And his thoughts on the matter are, that's some bull sugar.
Has no disability, no dependents.
Sorry.
No
not
job,
sorry.
No, nothing. Gosh. And also no ambition. And therefore, it's devastating to him.
To feed me.
Big, bold headline, who gets left behind? For Scott, the new requirements feel like a door slamming shut. Yeah. What? No bull sugar. His SNAP benefits, about $2.92 a month, cover most of his food budget. But some counter, saying the updated rules are long overdue. Rick Williams, a conservative political analyst, quote, a 15 or 16-year-old can take care of their stuff at home while you go to work. There's no reason you can't be working. There are plenty of jobs out there. Cold-hearted jerk.
How rude to quote Michelle Tanner.
Scott, it's not Michelle. It's the middle one, Stephanie. We've argued about this before. Yeah. Okay. You got it, dude, is Michelle.
Yes.
If you had Full House on your bingo card for this one, now you can check that off. I did not. Scott insists that for people like him, it isn't that simple. As a convicted felon, he says employers rarely look past his record. So we had to get this far down to understand that he's committed and been convicted for felonies. And we know how the left feels about felons.
This is Nelson Scott still?
Yes. We should be like, in America, a felon can be the president. You can work the drive-thru.
Ooh.
If you can be the president, you can work a stocking job, at least to start off, and maybe, you know, work your way out of the convicted felon label into, he's a really good worker, and I'm glad we hired him. He said, quote, I would get one if y'all get me one. Y'all be felony friendly, hire us. There are a lot of things being done to Mr. Scott.
Man, you know what, though? After reading the article via you, it appears to me that really what we are in need of, and the deficit we have, is for victimhood. We just need more victims.
I just kind of feel like 2026 might be the year where we stop pretending about worrying about Nelson Scott, who, as indicated in this article, is a felon, who he's so bothered by the fact that he can't get a job. He says he'll get a job if somebody gets him a job. That shows me that you're probably not going to be the best employee. Who should hire you if you're not even willing to do the work to go get the freaking job? But guess what? I'm also not going to participate in the funding of the food on your table that takes away from the food that's on my kid's table that my husband and I are busting our butts to try to put there. The mentality of this is exactly where this Trump administration needs to pull out all the stops to stop people like Scott from feeling victimized by this rug being pulled out from underneath him.
The author of this article had the end in mind. So she knew what article she was going to write. So she had to go find anybody that could support our pre-existing theory that lots of people were going to be affected by this to the negative, that really shouldn't be left off of food benefits. And that of all the people in the country that she could find, that's the best victim that she could find to support her pre-existing belief. That says a lot.
Or she knows how ridiculous it is, and she wrote it in a way that was like, because to me, it's to be like, people are going to lose their food. The Republicans are going to lose their food. Who are these people who are going to go hungry? Nelson Scott from Tennessee.
Somebody just get me a job. You know, the other thing, not to joke at all about this, because we could, but you know who's going to be happier after all this goes through? Nelson Scott. That guy is going to feel a sense of actual purpose by going out and trying to make some sort of difference in the world.
No
matter what it is.
I don't really think that that's true. I think that that's hopeful. But to your point, that is the direction that's his only direction for this to go. If he wants to have food on his table that he gets to pick and everything, the only direction he has is to go do what you're saying. We have to be okay as a society if this guy chooses not to do that, to be okay that it's not our problem.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So America is going to have to look at this and go, this is on you, bud. And if you want to be like, nobody will give me a job. I haven't tried, but nobody's walked up and given me one. But why would I get one if the money is coming in without the work being done? And what kind of felony did you commit?
Good question, too.
So as a country, we have to move past this suffering under other people's self-imposed victimhood to be like, take care of yourself, man. That's what we're all doing. We're all trying to take care of ourselves, too. Your turn. You go. You next. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.